Good morning, Rabbi Sai. There is a tinus, but of course that doesn't hinder us from the Limud Torah. So we are going to try to make up for Sarif HaPaistimus HaTorah, one of the five Yeruvim Rabim that happened on Shavuos HaTamuz. So this week's sugya is an Agadata, which talks about Hashra HaShechina. Lashon of the Gemara is Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shechinasai El Al Asher Gibar Chacham Va'anav. And the Gemara explains that in order for a person to be zeicha to Nevuah and for the Schus of Ashras Shechina, he needs four attributes, and those are Asher, Gibar, Chacham, and Anav. Now, Chacham is understandable. Talmud Chacham, a person has to be melumed in Torah to be zeichet to the Madregum Nevuah. Anav, understandable. This is a midas taivas that Klal Yisrael needs, a person of great anivus in order to be zeichet to Hashraas HaShechina. But what does a gibor, physical strength, or usher have to do with Madrega of Nevuah? And therefore, the sugya needs beer here because on its own, it's a little bit tzarechim. So Rosh Hamadabra Mechol Makim is Rabbeinu Rambam Tayra. The Rambam explains that the Nevuah process is only Chal, and we'll see Lashon on the side, and the Chacham, Gadol, Chachma, Gibar means Gibar b'midaisav. Which means Yitzrayim is Gabra, as the Mishnah Rabbah says, is a Gibar, Kaivish is Yitzray. What about Usher? So, as we know from the Mishnah Rabbah, so Usher is Lav Dafka, someone who has a big bank account, and Usher is someone who is Sameach V'chelkai. And finally, the understanding of what these attributes are necessary for Nevuah are explainable as midos. The problem with this is the Gemara itself learns that Ashiris is from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is a great usher. Where does Moshe Rabbeinu get the Ashiris from? He wasn't Isaac in Biza. So the Gemara says from the psulim of the Shivrei Luchais, and we know that it was a gibor because he was able to pick up the Luchais, even though the Luchais were extremely heavy. So that we're back to where we started. Then we're not talking about a Sameach B'chelkai. We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu being actually rich from the Psulei Luchais. And we're not talking about a Gibor who's Kovash is Yitzray. We're talking about a real Gibor. Let's see the Lashon HaRambam. Miyaseide Das. This is something which is Mi'ikre Das. It's very important. Leida to know Shakel Menabes Bnei Adam. Veinu chala el al chacham gadol v'chachma gibor b'midaisav. La'yitzrayim z'gaber olav. Here we go. B'dvar ha'ol b'dover ba'olam. Never falls into his yitzer. B'gaber b'daita yitzray tamid. Well, they there rechav and achayna ad ma'id. He is someone who has the Rambam's definition of deyo rechava ad ma'id. This is based on the Gemara in our sugya, Amar Rabbi Einstein. So I don't know why we didn't start with the Gemara. My fault. Can you back up here and let's go to the Gemara? Right there, Me'echinan, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashchinasai El Al Gibor, Asher Chacham Olam Kolam Meisha. Gibor Dechsev, Beifaisa El Al Mishkan, Ma'amar Meisha Rabbeinu Parsa. He did it himself. Ksev Esra Amasarich Keresh. Each Keresh was 10 amas long, high, weighed a ton. Maybe it was long, it was more short, therefore could be. Element didn't. Kar, the Ksiba Esra Bishne Luchas, Shikmash Te Yode Vashabram. Time Luchas Ark and Chicharach and Chicha, Gamshash Abad, Psal Kap, Slash Lachaye. The Shiras came from the Psulia of the Luchas. Psulia of the Luchas. Okay, He was only had 49. Even Moshe Rabbeinu had 49. Anach so shoyin to kana. No explanation necessary. Amar Avi, kala mi mashira hayu. Now Moshe mishmol. Yamis miyana. Moshe zol lechmarach misasi. Ulay agra lefukim man deshaka. Ulay agra. If you didn't have any money, the Uber doesn't come unless you pay. El filo ba agra. The ilmam shum da anu. Maybe he was an ani. No. Elam sam lechap tlas niyeshul lechap. We know Moshe was rich. And the fact that he said, I didn't have a chamar, and he was able to rent a taxi in Shkaraya. The raya was from the Psililuchais. Shmuel, and the Gemara goes through Limudim, the Psukim on Shmuel, and the other two Nevim that were referenced, Amais and Yaina, which you will learn in the course of this week, and I will leave to you to be able to see by yourself. So therefore, the Rambam, when he takes this sugya and turns it into a halacha, tells you that Gibor and Usher is Moshe's from Moshe, and Gibor was Moshe's physical ability to move the Mishkan and move the Luchais, which were extremely heavy. So what's the raya on the other pshat of what Gibor is? This kasha asked by the Kesem Mishnah. Let's go back to the Rambam. Here we go. Perikam Dom Yachin Mashachinasai. Ask Kesem Mishnah. The Gemara is Mashma that the Pshat is the Pasha Pshat. Rabbeinu, the Rambam was not telling you Rabbi Yechanan. Rambam is telling you his own Pshat. Why did he change the pshat of the Gemara and tell you that he was a Kavish Yitzray and a Smith Chalka? Why did he learn Pasha Pshat that he was rich and he was strong? Pirish, Kvias. We missed the left, a few words are cut off on the left of my screen. Just move it over a little bit to the right. There you go. Rosh Pirish. Aha. Bechanan, Kvias. Missing you, it's something to cut up. But the left Shalabi Kvias, Epsha, she's not Shalabi Kvias. Kvias, all these things are necessary for Kvias. But Shalabi Kvias, even if you don't have this one time deals, it's possible. And the Kesem Mishnah concludes Rabbeinu, Lael, Achal, Afarshal, Tanoia, and Nabil, Snab, Rambam is talking about kviyas, wealth and strength, physical strength can be not for kviyas, one-time deals. In order to be a full-time Navi, you have to have the Rambam's midos according to Rambam of Kavish and Sameach B'chalkai. And he doubles down on this in Mar Nevuchim, Chelik Beis, Perek Lam Beis, where he says the Navi has to be Mushlim. Take a look to Mar Nevuchim, Mushlim b'midosav. They're all talking about being ready. And Ram concludes here. Let's go down. I went too far. Here you go. She's matcha condo, she might be asking to Ram here is Meir here on in this parak on the site of the Nevuah, but the bottom line is it's clear that the Nevuah is only Nishra on a person who has the Midas that the Rambam mentioned earlier. The Lech Mishnah asks a Tmiya on the Kesem Mishnah. Go back to the Rambam, take a look at the Lech Mishnah. You square, you went, there you go. So I cut off here on the side. The words are cut off. It's my screen is cut off. I'm not sure if everybody's is. Let me take a look.
Yeah, it's the print at least.
Yeah, it's cut off everywhere. The photographer missed the left lines, but we can make it out. As the Kesem Mishnah, who calls the Rabbi Seisef. Rabbi says a cousin's really karash, like Russell Grant's relationship with Kvius. One time could be. Like Mashkem, and he brings another rife from the Gemara Shabbos. And he blows with a Turchian. The Baal Shem Tov had a Chassid Talmud called Taldus, Yaakov Yoshef. In his Pirush and Chumash, in his Pirush here, which is Mesudar and Chumash, he tries to explain the Rambam and reconcile the Rambam with the Gemara, which talks about Usher and Gibar of reality. So he says there are two ways to reach Shlemus. First, through a Gibur Mamish. He's an Anav, or even an Asher Mamish, but he still has to be an Anav. He has to be a Chacham Mamish, still has to be an Anav. That's the track number Aleph. Track Beis is, he's the Gibur as Kevesh is Yetzray, then he also gets to it. They're both true. The Gvura discovers the Yetzer is synonymous to Gvura, physical Gvura. Lena Fashbin Shalos, and Kalam is Ladam, get the Gibra Shitzrai, Clamem, come to Gress, or Sam Dekka Ben Zedal, and this come coming with the Ramalalo, the Kala Shasper come to the Dharm. On this subject, remember Yanison, Enikos Barku, I've been saying Yanison, and then once I said Rebekah, and I apologize, Enikos Barku, if you look in the Ice Mem, which we don't have, I don't think, but we do. Shasalon Rebekah. So going back both Rechon and Yonison. Kamus, well, now you went too far back to the Ice Mem. Kamus, five from Avos, Girsuzu. So we have two Girsus here, Bess and Rechon. That's why we'll go back and forth. Back to the toddlers upstairs. Kushim for seven, there's no Mashim Salacha, and can't Kailam Kanev Shoshchina. Kasha, the Kesa Mishnah. Rosh Pierre, that Kvias makes a difference whether it's one time or whether it's Kvias. Valin era. The Mishnah Bolivar is that. This is goof what the Mishnah is explaining. Viewer, the Kazran Perik the Emel Chesed HaTaira. Einen vu chala ala chachma chachmasai. Giber midoisev, la yitzim zgaral. Kazran Kesed Mishnah. The Gaon Shem Furish B'shas Tene Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mashach Ha'ad Farash HaBenu Giber midoisev. Gidiz Nan Eze Giber Kavish Es Yitzroi. Chena Asher Smeh Pachalka. Mechal Makam Tzarek Lamele Kazran Shei Anub Gam Kein Kodesh Vech. Liner Lai Kazran Midi. Move El Tzur Chais is Pashut. The Kashlan part of Shasam was Dakul Nevuah. Marshav Shemrim Tivin Kasam Marshav Kasam Lidichas the Kasam Riyavitz the Chas Riyavitz. Agayvus Sivus Kol Averis Sivus Agayvus Tchunas Hagufa Yefi Gvur. If you're good looking, you're a guy. Aisher Chalach Mil Maybe it's Baal Aver Gedali Yefi Gvur Lava and Esh Zish. Shnevei she's enough for the kite side eyes la sar sibi tachain. Chachma da vla shem taya to be an apikiris. Chachma avar is barach. Memela, these three midais are a sibil is gais. Hepech midis hanava. Scroll down. Who see bas kalaveris ka amur. Memela, he says, if you go, if you scroll down, you'll see, he says, that this is the siba are all work together. And therefore, if you have them, you crave or he understand this. That's what a giver is. This is the first mahalachah. The second mahalach is the mahalach on Rishayim, which is based on the drashas Haran. The Haran, as you know, has a sefer of drashas, which is of small but of incredibly important impact, and he devotes an entire drush called the drush Chamishi to this concept. It's a long drush, but we're going to try to give you the tamtzis of the Ran's Mahalach. He says, in order for somebody to be a Navi, in order that the words at the Navi should be accepted by Kali Yisrael, he has to be a chash of a person. He has to be somebody who has shlemus in the eyes of Kali Yisrael. And the Ran asks the kasha in the Rambam that. From the Rambam's mashma, you don't have to be a giver nashav. Rambam's mashma is learning that taka sumeach b'chelkai and gvura. So how that person necessarily a tzaddik, maybe, but Klal Yisrael is not necessarily going to accept him. And then in the mudim tzaddik tesu kuf aleph, that's his first hakdama. First three pages. Yes, Akasha. What about Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe the Kvav Peh. According to the Ma'alach that we said until now, a person has to be a Muslim, he has to be a good speaker, because the whole Yisrael of the Nevuah is that it should be niskabel by the Shemim. If it's not niskabel by the Shemim, then there's no point to the Nevuah. And without the attributes that we're discussing, it's not niskabel. So he says a very important Yisrael that in order to have Kabbalah Amitis, a real Kabbalah, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants a person who is not a good speaker, doesn't have Kech Dibur. Why? Because he doesn't want the construct to be that the Klal Yisrael is agreeing to this only because the person is a incredible speaker. That's not what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. Let's take a look here on Amudim Tzadik Tesu Kuf Aleph, here you're up to Tzadik Hey. Again, this is a little bit of a easier week this week, so you can take a look at these Maimonides fully. He was born that way. That's not a terrorist. Not true. He can't be the Moshe Rabbeinu was physical Matthias. Come like Moshe Rabbeinu was miraculous. So how can't be that he just because he was born that way a stutter and therefore he's. That's the way it works. The kasha is why did Kadosh Baruch Hu send a person who is Muslim? And if she's going to commit negativity, she may can't echo the coming of Israel from the year 10 all of the Yasek Malashi of Sharis. I believe the puzzle of the kingdom of Mashabu Mikhaik needs from the flies. It's possible for it being a Nabi Teva. And then he goes on to explain how Nibu works, similar to what the Ram says in Perek Zayin. That is not possible. The only person who's zeichet to that kashi dabra ish l'reyu is Moshe Rabbeinu. So he says. That's his kasha. Moshe Dramanachi. How could it possibly be? That's the kasha of the Ran. And let's get you to his teretz of Kuf Aleph. Kuf. Kabbalah was the greatest thing ever in history. It was very important that we come to understand that the Torah is MS without any possible suffix. And it has to come to us only because from Akash Baruch Hu. Schools Mitzrayim had a point to it on its own. It was nice, but not the end result. The end result of it was Kabbalah Satayra, Tavnis Lakimalarazet. So, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to make sure that Mishi Yichba by somebody's Kefir. He wanted to make sure that even the Machashim knew about this. And that's why it was Tzitzis Mitzrayim, the formation of Klal Yisrael, was in the place in Mitzrayim, which was the land of the Mechashrim. Says the Ran, as I said, the point is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Torah to be given in a way which there was no suffix whatsoever that it was given with Derech Nisi, and that the person who was transmitting the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, was the greatest figure in history. Take a look there in the Ran, the next page that was cut off, but the next page goes on to explain this very beautifully. The third Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Chasam Sofer. And he says, Bemis, there was no Maila Meyuchad to a Navi Shigigibu Asher. The only Maila is if he's an Anav Amiti, that's more than anything else. Let's see what he says here. Going. Hey, good. I'm going to another sword piece. The Yukat called by Anivus Talia. Everything is really telling on being an olive. I'm saying Nikabadim Chaser Elabadim Shalim Gurchak Meshach Velachu Anbusan. For Shlomazel to be an olive, Mishkan Grace. That's what doesn't prove much. What proves is that a person who's Isha, Asher, and a Gibar, it all comes down to another. Everything comes down to another. But in order for that to have the right impact, it's easy for somebody who has nothing to be none of. Somebody who's a giver and a this, but he needs to be none of. As we mentioned earlier, the Rosh's Mahalach was it is a chiluk between kvius and one time can mean anybody. Kvius requires the aforementioned. Like one time could be even in a physical giver and in a like Shimshon and in a usher, but having bekvias requires the other midas, other definitions of those midah. Gaisi says that the Russia's problem was two Gaishin Nevi'im that we are now very familiar with. One was Avimelech, Gracious, and others Bilam, that we've lived for the last week with. And we don't really finish him off only in our Smatzmate, Machamis Midyan. He said, Hagar had a vision, saw in Malach, Lavan. We know, but Kadosh Baruch Hu came to him and told him not to touch Yaakov. Melech, same. Kadosh Baruch Hu came to him and said, not touch Avraham, Sarah. Bilam, self-explanatory. So the answer is that the one-time deal can come to these people, but the full-time regular Nevi'is, that of course has to be somebody who's Shalem, either. Shalom b'midaisa, and the Mashah pretty much says this in Babasha Daf Yud Beis. Went too far. No. Go. Let's see. Where's the Mashah? I think it's further. Here you go. This is some new fancy print of the Mashah. Even though it says one time, which is okay with anybody, and bekvius, which you need all the aforementioned attributes. Rabbeinu Rajva says similarly, even though Lucheri from the Vuy did many things, Akroi is lav dafka that you need these malice because Achroi could be on anybody. Will conclude here with the shtickle from the Leivliyo. The site that the Raj was Aleph Tuf Kuf Mem Hey. It's brought earlier. You can see it yourself. It makes a chiluk that the Marsha and the Rosh will make an Akroi different than full time. Conclude here with a var from Rabbi Yehuda Pian and Leivliyo. He brings the kasha from the Stira in the Gemara and the Rambam, and he says, totally cholak, a navi through the person who's nishtana, and he became royal nevuah. Then the nevuah is what defines him, and he changes him. He becomes a different person. He becomes a nepach l'tayv. But that's dafka good nevi'im, nevi'ei from Klal Yisrael. For Bilam, it doesn't work. Because Bilam wasn't interested in that, and therefore Bilam could only have been in a vool if you saw like the rush and like the other crane that we saw, some cipher and other crane that we saw. The difference is that those one-time Nevi'im stay in their low Madrega and doesn't change their Metzias in any way. They were just Kalim to be mighty in the Nevuah at that time, because Baruch Hu needed to talk to Melech, needed to talk to Lavan. It's not a kasha that they were Nevi'im. They were just kelim for the effectuation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will at that moment. Bilam too. Bilam's job here was to be Mevarech Klal Yisrael ve'yapak Hashem es l'klal Yisrael v'bracha. He didn't know exactly what his job description is. Bilam was a bad HR guy. He didn't understand what his job description was. His job description was to be Mevarech Klal Yisrael. He went and thought to be Mekalel Klal Yisrael. But in either case, it was only a one-time deal. And therefore, even though he was on the shuffle of the Shefalim, he was the shuffle of the Shefalim. Doesn't matter. He doesn't need all the attributes. And the Elbi Pian has this beautiful essay here on the split between Lavan and between Bilam and Moshe Rabbeinu. Scroll down, see all the beautiful midrashim. Show the movement of the slave of Yo, keep on going. There's a one-time gift. The shawl is my museum, one particular moment for a particular time. The new kazoo hechsher just comes to you. Came to Lavan. Lavan didn't go to the mikveh. Lavan didn't say Hashem Yichud. Lavan didn't change himself at all. Because you need to come to him for one-time deal. That's necessarily, by definition, different than the Yikayr Yisoid and Neviyah, which is full-time Navi requires all the attributes that the Rambam mentioned earlier. The temporary ones don't change the basic nefesh of the person. Bilam was fared, Bala Sinai, and the Geblibim, even though after HaKadosh Baruch Hu let him do what he did. How do we know? How do we know? Because the Medrash says he was Mispal, Thomas Mafshi, Maishi Sharim. Famous word from Chaim Shem Levitz. I'll conclude with that. Thomas Nafshi Moshe Sharm, I heard this from him personally. V'tiach risi kamoyu, Asher Chaim Shlevitz, say it in Yiddish, translate, Lebna to Galatria Ferd. He lived like a horse, he lived like a ferret, like a sus, he lived Bala Sinai, and Shtarbim Vilavi, and he wants to die like a Yashar. How does that work? So the answer is, Zakhtav Chaim Dosibila Marasha. This is written in his Sefer of Musar Vada Midrashas, which were famous, world famous. He said that gufa, a request by Bilam to die the same as Moshe and same as Avraham Avinu died, shows you how corrupt, evil, and delusional Bilam was. Bilam was the first and most delusional person. After that came other ones, Korach and others. They were delusional, thought they could fight against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bilam was the lowest madrega of human existence. Even the goyim are nishma from bestiality. So Elamai, because Baruch Hu told him what he did, it was his voice piece for the one shot deal, but it made no rush on him when it's geblibim the zel beferet that he was, and Itaka did not die in Meisi Sharim. He died spilum bar hargu b'char. They cut him into little pieces, and that was the end of Bilam's non-glorious reign. Okay, everybody say Adkan, take a look at the drasha inside, take a look at this drasha of Eliyapan inside. And just a chazer here, Akasha was a steer between the sugi, which seems to be mashmeret Gibra Usher, and the Rambam's mahalach of what the attributes of a Navi are. Gibra Usher means chelkoi, it means Yitzray. So we had three mahalachim. One was the halach of the Kasha and Kesa Mishnah and reconcileth. And the Malach of the Teldes Yaakov Yosef, that there's two ways to get to Shlemus, through Gibor Mamish or through Yitzray. Malach of the Drash Zoran, who asked this famous Kasha, and Moshe of Kvad Peh, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need that the Kvad Peh should be the Goyal of Klal Yisrael, could have sent anything and fixed anybody? Third Malach was the Chasam Sofer. And his Mahalach, and he says, first of all, the Chilukim trying to bring between Rush that there's a Chiluk between Kvius and permanent Navi, as we find it in the many Rishonim in the Rush and the Rajba, and we've included with the essay by Belvedere Pian on the reason why the Torah needed to be given through Moshe Rabbeinu's Kvad Peh. Everybody have a good week, an easy fast, a good week. And they replaced in the last decade or so the words easy with meaningful. I'm okay with both. And we'll see you, Mitzvah, next week. Have a good week.